La-na-da-da-da-da. La-na-da-da-da-dee. Talking about you and me and the games people play.
Oh, yes. It is another edition of the TBTL Winter Games. Hello, dear listeners. I'm Luke Burbank, right over there. My friend and the recognized game master, Quadzilla himself, Andrew Walsh. Hello.
Hello, Luke. Thank you for using my proper nickname.
Sure.
I do want to let the listeners know they will be very excited. I think we left it unclear at the end of last show whether or not we'd be continuing on with the Marmaduke / Heathcliff quiz. I want you to rest easy, listen easy.
Yeah.
We have put that behind us. Luke broke even. Got two right, two wrong.
Yes.
And we've put that behind us. That is part of TBTL history.
Yes. Never to be brought up again until probably a week from now.
When we need something. Because I still got, we went through four. I left three on the table. No, six.
I am actually really excited about this game that we're going to play today, Andrew.
Me too.
You found this at one of your favorite hangouts, proprofs.com /quiz-school/personality/quiz-show.php?what-outfit-should-you-wear-on-new-years-ev-q=1.
That's exactly, it's one of my favorite places on the information superhighway just to hang out and see what's happening. But yeah, you said it
all. I don't even have it bookmarked. I just type that all in. I have it memorized.
And I think you said it perfectly. There's nothing I can say to explain it better. But if you're listening closely in that, you heard, what outfit should you wear on New Year's Eve? Of course,
you're leaving out some of the dashes.
Yes, I am. We are recording this on New Year's Day, or not recording this. You will be hearing this on New Year's Day. So this is a little bit of a look back. This is where we find out whether or not we wore the right outfit last night, which is actually in the future.
Oh, and by the way, on the subject of which, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
I can play this, I guess. I'd like to play my party horn fail,
yeah.
But I'm still dealing with audio issues. But yeah, Happy New Year. Here it is, 2020. We made it.
You know, you mentioned me being Quadzilla, which I really appreciate because I am
sure.
Just in incredible shape. And I have been going to the gym lately. I've been very proud of myself going almost every weekday. But I was at the gym the other day thinking, oh, shit, why do I always do this? I feel like every time I get back into a good gym rhythm, it's like right before New Year's. I think I started going to the gym in like November this year. I was just kind of feeling kind of crappy, and I had a doctor's appointment coming up, and I'm like, maybe I can game the system. So I started going to the gym every day out of nervousness of the doctor. I honestly thought he was going to tell me I have like pre-diabetes or something. Turns out I don't have. But I've been to doctors before where they're like, we got to, you know, keep an eye on you. You're heavy. Like, you know, we got to keep an eye out for that. And I hear about a lot of people getting diabetes. So I kind of figured it might be in my future. Turns out it's not. But that's what inspired me to start going to the gym a lot about a month before my doctor's appointment. But now here we are. It's New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And my
the
life
hot
is
season for gyms.
Yeah. My life is going to be hell just finding a parking spot and getting into one of the few gross shower stalls they have there.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think about New Year's resolutions that I may, I don't know, they'll always be the same. Try to lose 20 pounds. Try to eat better.
Have you thought
try
about
to exercise more?
Maybe stopping an asshole?
No, that one I actually,
oh,
that's kind
shoot.
Of my brand.
That one was gonna benefit me. Every year I try to get you to make that, but you won't.
Yeah. Andrew, would an asshole do a proprofs.com/quiz-school?
No.
What if I did that whole thing again? would an a-hole do that quiz with you virtually from me being in Bellingham and you in Roosevelt and then tell you what outfit you should have worn last night?
No.
Would an a-hole do that?
No,
I don't think so.
Not at all. I apologize, number one, for using such coarse language. I like that you cleaned it up yourself there upon second and third reference. And also
like New York
Times. You're exactly on second
upon
reference,
second reference they say a-hole.
It's Mr. A-hole. but anyway, no, you're not an a-hole, and so we're good.
I am so excited about this quiz, no joke. Part of it is because I'm very hungry right now, and the first question on the quiz is showing what to me looks like a delicious salad.
Looks
I guess
so
it's
good.
Got some poke going on. I don't get the poke craze, but hey, good on you. It's healthy. I salute people who are doing it, but it's not for me. I've never like what I need is more undercooked fish in my life.
Yeah, me too. Like I like sushi, but I think was I telling you this? I was at dinner with somebody recently, and I was saying that like I like sushi. When I was a kid, I didn't. Even a young man, I didn't. But then I started eating it, and I started liking it. And you start with the easy stuff, right? The rolls that have a lot of rice on them, and then you get a little bit more adventurous as you move on. And now I will even eat the
sashimi,
right? And Genevieve loves that, and I'll have a couple. But with sushi, what I realized is like I don't find it gross anymore the way I used to. I really do enjoy it, but you know how often, at least people like me, when you're finished being hungry but you still have food on your plate or food available to you, you'll still keep on eating because, you know, I'm a fat man. Well,
not pre-diabetic, we've learned.
But not pre-diabetic. And real personal here on 2020, a New Year's
Day
2020.
That's your resolution, to disclose more health facts about yourself on the show.
Exactly. But anyway, when I'm full eating sushi, if I eat one more, it'll gross me out. It's almost like suddenly like the scales, fish scales, come off my eyes. Like the second I'm satisfied, anything I eat beyond that will just seem like gross. Like, oh my God, I'm eating raw fish. Ugh.
Right.
Get away from me.
Back when I was eating fish, I liked the sashimi that was very, very thin, kind of because I think of being a little bit weirded out by eating raw fish. Mm-hmm. The thing with poke is it's pretty thick chunks. So even when I was eating fish, I never really – and also just the fact that it's one of those surprising food trends that's like everywhere you look, there's a poke restaurant opening up. And it's like, wow, were we all just wishing that on every street corner we could go in and eat cubes of raw fish?
Right. I know. I didn't even really know what it was. It was like I woke up one day and we were surrounded by them like a sci-fi movie. There is one really near me, actually next door to Teddy's, that I'm somewhat tempted to try. But I'm like you, like I just said with my little sushi story. Like I don't know if I'm going to be – like I don't know if I want to be pot committed – say
plus,
something that you say all the time.
You got Rain City Burgers there.
Right,
I mean, honestly,
yeah,
if I'm
exactly.
wandering in that neighborhood,
there's
I'm
so
going
many
to Burger
things.
Town.
Yeah, right.
All right. We got this salad, and this is part of question number one. So this is a quiz that you found. You're going to tell me how you're going to answer these questions. I'm going to tell you how I will answer them. We will fill out each other's quiz effectively, and at the end, we'll be able to tell the other person what we should have worn last night.
That is exactly how it is supposed to work. That's how God intended it. Should we take a break and then come back and do this?
That's right. That's exactly what we should do.
All right.
Like God intended it.
That's
it's
right.
Adam and Steve. Wait, what? How does that work? I don't know. All right, quick break, and then we'll be back with more TBTL in just a moment. Stay where you are.
Study it out.
That's all you got to do is study it out. Ah, yes. The chill in the air. The crack of the bat. The winter games are here. All right, question number one, Andrew, of our ProProfs.com quiz about what outfit we should wear on New Year's Eve. You and your date are having lunch at a popular salad bar. What kind of salad do you order? And I'll run through the choices here. Buffalo chicken and quinoa salad. Avocado watercress and pineapple salad. Chickpea carrot salad, spring sprouts salad with coconut, citrus salad with pink peppercorns, lentils, roasted peppers, and goat cheese salad. Which one of those would you pick?
Why didn't they get specific?
What color are the peppercorns? What's in my muffin?
Pink peppercorns. You know, I think about something Jen Flash Andrews said a year and a half ago. I think during our Vanniversary shows, she said that nobody enjoys a salad. You know, Jen will have her hot takes.
Could not disagree more. And I hope I had the, you know what? I hope I was awake enough to disagree with her.
Because even me, like, I don't usually go for salads, although lately I have been for lunch again, trying to take care of myself a little bit better. I've been having a salad for lunch most days. And I got to say, by the fifth day in a row on Friday, your salad isn't as exciting as it was on Monday. But I often am just like, damn, this is a good salad. Like, I enjoy eating salads.
Last night, I was driving past this new joint in Bellingham, and I hadn't been in before, and I just figured I'll give this a day in court, as we say. It was a mistake because it was a barbecue place. I didn't realize. So limited menu options for burbs.
Yeah.
But I got a salad, and it was delicious. And I was so excited, particularly if I go through a streak where I'm kind of eating like lots of pizza and just things that are pretty processed and not crisp and recently pulled from the ground. I look forward to a salad, and I just enjoyed the heck out of that salad last night.
Having said all of that, I need to tell you that none of these salads sound very good to me, which is really surprising.
Yeah, me neither.
My ideal salad, and I know you wouldn't go for this, but it's like I like a really well-prepared steak salad sometimes, or I will go for what they often call like an Asian sesame chicken salad. If that's on a menu,
sure.
I love those things. None of these sound really great to me. I'm not a big quinoa guy. And buffalo chicken, I don't know. I just don't want buffalo chicken on my salad. It seems, don't know. It seems like
weird.
Yeah.
Day class A.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like, I feel like if I'm ordering a buffalo chicken salad, yeah. I'm the guy who wears
it comes
my,
with a Mountain Dew.
And I wear
code
my,
red.
And I wear my Bernie Kosar jersey. You know, when I put on my Bernie Kosar jersey, when I put on a sports jersey, then I order my buffalo chicken.
But what about you, what about your sunglasses? Where might you keep those while you're eating your buffalo
chicken
salad? I would
probably keep them on the back of my head as if I have
that's a
eyes on
it.
The back of my head. Exactly.
You know it. Okay, but.
So I have to choose
You go into New Year's Eve with the salad quiz you have.
Okay, is the citrus salad, do you think that is like an actual salad, it's like a fruit salad, or it's a green salad
guess.
That has like citrus lemon dressing?
I don't even think, I mean, that sounds terrible to me, so that's basically like oranges with pink peppercorns. I like the whatever a pink peppercorn is, that sounds good, but with citrus?
Here, I found a recipe for it. This is going well. We're going to burn through this in no time. From realsimple.com/food-. No, just kidding. melon with citrus, mint, and pink peppercorn. So it is like a – so assuming that this is what I've got to work with here, God, none of these sound great, but I guess I will go with – Sorry, I know it's just a quiz. I want to answer right.
I'm just
right.
Googling pink peppercorn. How did this buff dude escape my radar? How did this spice? I love all things peppery, but I don't think I've ever had pink peppercorn.
I am going to remove my glasses. I am now putting them back on the back of my head, and I am telling you that I'm going to order the buffalo chicken and quinoa salad.
Wow. All I can say is wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So you fill that out
for me. To speed things along. Yep, I will. But I have to leave it up for me for a minute so I can look at the options. I think I will go with the I'm not crazy about carrots, but I've been really having a thing with chickpeas, a.k.a. garbanzo beans, lately. I love them. So I would go chickpea carrot salad myself.
Okay. I am checking that for you. Chickpeas, I don't like them. Too mealy. I don't like that texture. I'm a texture boy.
Yeah, I forget what it was now, but I used chickpeas in something that was in lieu of some kind of meat product, and they were pretty good. I forget what I was having the other day, but I was loving them. Okay, question number two from proprofs.com/quiz. Which celebrity would you most like to be? Well, hell yeah. Angelina Jolie, Emma Watson, Scarlett Johansson, Kristen Stewart, Jennifer Aniston, or Vanessa Hudgens. Please, this is too easy.
This is interesting.
Well,
when I saw this, I just clicked on it a little bit before you. I thought it was, which one of these people are you the most like? And I'm like, well, that's easy. I'm Jennifer Aniston. I'm such a Jennifer. But which one would I want to be? Now that's like, you got to know what are their lives like?
You know what else is funny? None of the pictures, none of the women pictured are on the list of names.
I was just looking at that too. I was like, wait, that's Emma Stone, but they list Emma Watson.
Yeah. There's a picture of Beyonce who is not listed as any of the people.
And I don't know who the other people are.
Andrew, are we being hacked? Is this a cyber threat?
Oh my God. What if this was the most elaborate thing set up by APM IT? I am going to say I would like to be not Angelina Jolie. That's too spicy of a lifestyle for me. She's doing hard work all the time, right? She's like a UN ambassador and stuff. Emma Watson, I don't really know anything about her. Scarlett Johansson seems really cool. Gorgeous, obviously.
She dates Colin, or is married to Colin Jost from SNL, so you get to have some laughs.
Oh, is he a good guy? Okay, that's important.
I mean, I don't know. I watch him on TV.
Stuart Jennifer. I'm going to stick with my original answer. I think I would like to be Jennifer Aniston. I just get the impression that she's a good person. She has she's a mature person, and I don't just mean that with age. I just mean that like she really handled celebrity well. I think she seems balanced and kind.
I agree 100%. I would also like to be Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
She has a keen eye for architecture. When I read these interviews with her, she's she's always in one of her beautiful LA homes, and they're always very well appointed. So there you go. We're both total Jennifer Anistons. Question number three: your friend's New Year's Eve party is tonight. I mean, last night. What color combination of eyeshadow do you wear?
Okay.
I don't want to overly gender this, Andrew, but I think you and I are both going to be wearing clingy dresses at the end of this whole thing.
I had the same thought, like, because I have not thought this through very much, and I had the same thought about 2 minutes ago as we were
like,
picking
which
one. Like,
what am I thinking? Like, I mean, again, I don't want to get overly gendered with it, but I don't think this quiz is exactly burning up the male side of the internet.
Right, exactly. Well, all the more. Well, this is fun, though, because I get to think about things I've never thought about before. If I was going to wear eyeshadow, what color? Not just what color, but what color combination? This is exciting for me.
I want to go with something that de-emphasizes my yeast infection in my eyebrow and also de-emphasizes the bags under my eyes, which as we record this, I am currently still sporting.
Is one of the options yellow and yeast? Because
no, but that's a great Kanye record.
It gets a little, I don't know. I don't like the old.
Yeah, it's kind of preachy. It's like,
exactly.
You get it.
Yeah,
you're
a
Christian now.
Yeah.
Okay. Bronze and brown, navy and brown, black and gray, purple and brown, lilac and blue, or black and gold. I mean, throw a dart, right?
No. Like, this is obvious to me, lilac and blue.
Oh.
I don't want to mess around with any browns. And I don't know how this is going to look on my eyes, but as two colors, I like the idea of them both being these nice kind of bluish, purpley
colors. Okay, you're going with a purple and brown, you said?
Lilac and blue. Yep.
I'm going with black and gold. I'm going to be fierce. I'm living moss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my groove back.
Steelers,
I'm doing all of the things. So I'm going black and gold, okay?
Okay, I'm clicking black and gold for you. You click lilac and blue for me. Ooh, what is this next one?
You know what? We should take a quick break. I think at about that point.
All right.
Wait, did we already take a break?
We took one break so far.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then don't worry about it.
All right, let's keep going.
I'm just having so much fun with this quiz, I've lost complete track of where we're at. Okay, you pluck up the courage to ask your crush out on a date.
Nice.
Luckily, your local cinema is hosting a romantic comedy-themed movie night. Which movie do you decide to watch with your date?
Good. Okay, good.
The House Bunny, I believe that's a Anna Faris vehicle.
Oh, I don't know.
Bridesmaids, of course. Crazy Stupid Love. The Other Woman. Begin Again or Just Go With It. I've definitely heard of two of those movies.
I've heard of two of them. I definitely know one of those
is a movie.
Yes. And I've only seen one. And I'm going to go with the one that I've seen because it is a great movie, Bridesmaids.
Oh, me too, 100%.
Yeah, I thought so.
Although I don't know, do you like the scene where they're having intestinal distress while looking at wedding dresses? Or is that too fresh for you?
It's pretty fresh. I will say that they made an iconic scene because that is the most memorable part of that. When you think of Bridesmaids, I mean, when she why am I blanking on her name? The actress's
Melissa
name?
Melissa McCarthy.
No, when she goes out in the middle of the street, everybody's
Maya
favorite.
Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. When she just walks out in the middle of the street and just stops like that, I had diarrhea watching that scene. Ew.
What
but,
about
like, it seems
Melissa
so
McCarthy?
Real to me.
What about when Melissa McCarthy's on the plane and she's like an air marshal or something?
Oh, yeah.
She's got like a velour sweatsuit on at some point
and
in that
she's
movie.
Hitting on the air marshal. She thinks
she's hitting on the air marshal?
She's hitting
on
the
her
air
real
marshal.
Life husband.
That is true. Yes, both of those are true.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, Bridesmaids.
So Bridesmaids for both of us. We better hope that salad question sets us apart or else we're going to be showing up in the same clingy dress.
Well, that's okay. Then we'll be on the pages of Us Weekly who wore it better.
That is true.
By the way, when we get our outfits, is this who we're being next Halloween? Are we wearing the outfits?
I would assume. I mean, if you're not into this, okay. Luke, I mean,
I'm more into it than you would like.
I don't go in for half measures, so.
What about half crop tops, though? What if it comes out that your ideal outfit is just something that really shows off your belly?
Oh, my God. That is a war crime. Okay, what's
up
next?
A lot of people on TikTok, you know, a lot of the girls on TikTok, of course, many of them are young and very fit. That's like the half shirt is a whole thing. So we may get a half shirt out of this. All we don't know. A popular Indian restaurant in the city has just opened.
Oh,
which
curry
are you excited to taste?
Oh, my God. I'm so hungry.
Chicken tikka masala, spicy coconut chicken curry, crab curry with lemon rice, beef curry with fluffy rice, potato and cauliflower curry, or seafood curry. Well, I guess there's only one on my approved list. The good news is we're going to veer off here because I don't think you're going to go with potato and cauliflower curry, but that's going to be the one for me.
That's the one that you're going to get.
Well, I have to. It's the only one that doesn't have meat in it.
And I was just kind of using words to stall as I make up my spicy coconut curry. Sounds really good. I don't love coconut, but usually in an Indian restaurant, they always know how to do it right, or a Thai restaurant. I am going to go with...
I'm going to have to order Indian food when this is done.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm so hungry. A second ago, I was telling myself, I am leaving this house and going to get sushi immediately when we're done recording. Now I'm like, oh, there are two Indian restaurants around the corner from me. I'm going to go with chicken tikka masala, which I know is kind of basic, and it's going to really affect my dress.
It's good, though.
Oh, no.
It's a classic.
Oh, no. I just made a huge mistake.
Did you answer for me accidentally?
And I don't think I can go back without... I have to answer.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll just have the same beautiful clingy dress at the end of all of this. I put in a chicken tikka masala for you because I'm doing the game right, Andrew.
Oh, damn it, that pisses me off. That makes me unreasonably...
That actually bothers you.
I want to go through and re-answer all those, but I don't know if I can remember.
Can't you?
Well, okay. God, I'm sorry,
just
listeners.
Just do it. I'll just tell you.
I'm sorry, listeners. Here we are. We're gonna go through this really quickly. So
I mean, I'm almost proposing that... I mean, yeah.
No, okay. We can get through this quickly. Okay, so your salad was the...
the carrots
chickpea and carrot, okay.
Chickpea and carrot.
You want to be Jennifer Aniston, is this correct?
No doy.
Okay, you wanted to go black and gold because you're bold.
Black and gold.
Bridesmaids is for you. And then, okay, what are you going for?
Potato cauliflower.
Potato and cauliflower. We did it. Sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
That was remarkable. That was like the most efficient... that we've ever been on the show for any reason.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Question
Which
number
Which exotic
six.
Country would you most like to visit?
Ooh. Okay.
Peru, Thailand, Indonesia, Greece, Uruguay, or Malaysia?
I'm going to go with either Thailand, Indonesia, or Malaysia. I think I'm going to go with Thailand.
Me too. God, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so not trying to bite your rhymes, but I would love to go to Thailand.
Okay. Let's both do so, it. We can wear our dresses there.
I've been to Greece too, and Greece is lovely, but I've never been to an Asian country.
Yeah, me neither. I have never been to a European country either, so I don't get out much. I've been to a South American
A new ice
country.
Cream parlor has just opened in your town.
Boy, Which our town is popping, man.
It really is, but problem is we're in Uruguay right now.
It's like we have a new Indian
know what's
place.
Going on.
There's a movie festival going on at the theater. There's a new
Rom-com
ice cream
fest.
Place. Yeah,
but the problem is we can't go to any of those things because we're Jennifer Aniston.
I know,
and it's a scene.
It is.
It's a whole thing. So we're pretty much just Netflixing and chilling with ourselves at home. All right, new ice cream flavor that you would be most excited to try: brown butter bacon.
Ugh.
Honey rhubarb, peach and pecan, pistachio and honey, roasted strawberry and buttermilk, lemon and berries.
Lemon and berries for me, please. No casket, please. Just the wet, wet lemon and berries.
The wet, wet ice cream. I won the ice cream snarfing contest with these two hogs. Okay, remember, Andrew, you're answering for me now.
Yes,
you're not answering
for
you.
I know.
So please put in roasted strawberry and buttermilk for me.
Okay, that's what roasted strawbery and buttermilk, done and done.
To be honest with you, everything else on that list sounded bad to me.
Even the lemon. Nothing sounded great to me.
Tall, The lemon one was tolerable, and I hope they didn't roast the strawberries too much.
Yeah. Why are you roasting?
Because I would just go with strawberries and buttermilk. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I like strawberry ice cream. By the way, I'm very happy that roast has made its way back into the lexicon. Like when I was a kid, we used to roast people. We would have roasting, like cap battles or roasting battles.
Yeah.
And now everybody is saying that they're roasting each other again. It's nice.
I didn't notice that. I assume that's another TikTok.
You're not hanging out on TikTok enough,
one
my friend.
Per show.
Okay.
One per
what
show.
Is your favorite kind of jewelry, Jennifer? Mm. A ring, an earring, ankle bracelet, a toe ring, or a necklace?
Well, obviously toe ring. No, don't put that.
Ooh.
No, I would never.
I could see that. You're just living that Southern California lifestyle, man. Yeah, attitudes and latitudes.
I'm going to say ring.
Ring. Okay. I'm going to go with man.
You want
to
go with ring
to pull off an earring?
Huh? No.
No, I'm debating. I'm just at 43. Is it too late for me to pierce my ears?
No, I don't think so at all.
I mean, would that be weird if I showed up at the next TBTL event and I just had like a DK Metcalf-esque cross Lawrence Taylor style hanging from my ear?
Was it you who was saying, maybe even on the show, maybe even in last week's episodes, that you wanted to get your ear pierced, but you wanted the cartilage? You wanted like the top of your ear
I was
pierced?
Afraid that, yeah, we were talking about malls.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was, yeah, during the previous week of Winter Games. I had heard that if you got your ear pierced in the cartilage, if they hit the wrong spot, it would paralyze you, which I don't think is
right.
how human bodies work.
Right.
It just... It had the ring of truth to me, and I was like, okay, don't risk it. So I got my ear pierced, but only midway up my ear because I was like, I don't want to get paralyzed.
Gotcha. Okay, so which Marmaduke cartoon do you want to be? Wait, hold on. What are we doing?
I'm going to go with bracelet.
Okay. I'm selecting so bracelet,
ring,
I'm a ring. Okay.
Okay.
We're getting very close.
Your friend's 9 of 10. We're in the home stretch here. Your friend's birthday party is in a few hours. What outfit do you quickly put together?
Okay.
A pant suit.
Okay.
Jeans and a nice shirt. Well, that sounds like my friend Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Crop top with a long skirt. That sounds like my friend Andrew when he's embodying Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Little black dress, sequin dress, leather shorts with a shirt. Leather shorts. Is that even a thing?
You got to keep those clean, man.
I mean, honestly, like, hey, let's make this as non-breathable as possible.
But they are, at least they're shorts and not pants. Like, yeah. They're breathable by nature unless they're skin tight.
Yeah.
I don't want to be so like, well, I'm a guy, so I'm going to wear the most guyish thing here. But if I'm being honest, like, I guess I got to go with jeans and a nice shirt. I'm trying to think if I were a woman or if I were somebody who did wear dresses and skirts.
I will say this. We're getting real here. I don't not enjoy the feeling. I don't think I've worn a lot of skirts in my life, but I do remember like in school, you know, there'd be like spirit week or be a dress up thing, or at some point I'd be wearing a skirt sort of as a lark. And I remember enjoying the sensation of like probably in the way that guys who wear kilts like it.
Yeah.
There's something kind of free and liberating. Now, of course, were I a woman and under some kind of societal thing to have to wear dresses, it would not feel free and liberating. But being that it's not my normal thing, I remember being like, I kind of dig this. I kind of get why some people like this.
I could totally see a long skirt with pockets being my jam.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have pockets.
I definitely wouldn't want anything above the knee. But I could certainly the idea if it wasn't a crop top, I might go with that long skirt option.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to go with the boring answer, which is jeans and a nice shirt for me, please.
Okay, I'm going to go with pant suit.
Okay, I'm selecting
so jeans
pant
and a nice
suit
shirt
for you. Are you getting
Thank
legit
you.
Excited to find out? By the way, that's the only question that should actually help this quiz decide what I should wear tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yesterday night.
Yeah. I just thought of that. I mean, we just answered the quiz, I guess. I'm wearing a pant suit to New Year's Eve, and you're wearing jeans and a nice shirt. Question number 10. Out of 10, we're now 100% away through the quiz after answering this. You decide to make some cupcakes for your friend's New Year's Eve party last night. What kind of cupcakes did you make? Did you see how I did that on the fly?
I love that. Very good. You're a pro.
That's broadcast professionalism.
Yeah.
Pink lemonade cupcakes, banana walnut cupcakes with cream cheese frosting, red velvet cupcakes, Oreo cupcakes with... Now I'm hungry for all of this. I don't even like sweet things, but I would eat the heck out of this. By the way, Veeves is traveling, and I follow her on Instagram, and she is in Pittsburgh. I hope it's okay if I mention that.
Yep.
In this time span we're in. And we had just talked on last week's Winter Games about her love of cake. And she went into what looks like a real humdinger of a bakery and just took a picture of all the baked goods. And I was like, I was so happy that I knew how much she likes baked goods because she was in the like.
Oh, right, you know, right. Yeah.
Just absolutely in like, you know, heaven if you like sweet treats.
And also, did you know that I got her for her birthday, I think 2 years ago, there is a certain kind of, I think it's not a tart, but it's something, it's a certain cake that has a specific name that I can't think of right now that she loved, she ate growing up when she would visit her parents in Pittsburgh, and I had one delivered from Pittsburgh to Seattle via some food delivery service for her
birthday.
Oh, wow,
that was really thoughtful.
Yeah, it was an almond something.
You never do that for me.
Nope.
Hey, I just found out. Guess who we're going to have on Livewire coming up in the fall season? Ademi Adijuibe.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that's great.
And guess who will be able to say his name?
Yeah, right?
This guy.
Congratulations.
Kind of. All right. Yeah, I'm so excited.
He was
about
on
that.
The Comedy Bang Bang a couple of weeks ago, if you're interested. He was funny.
Okay, I will tune into that. Pink lemonade cupcakes, banana walnut cupcakes with cream cheese frosting, red velvet cupcakes, Oreo cupcakes with Oreo buttercream. All right, calm down. I think we're gilding the lily there. Peanut butter truffle cupcakes, tropical spice cupcakes.
Ugh.
Ooh, spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go red velvet, man.
Oh.
The old standby. It's kind of.
Me too.
Is that what you're
going to
do?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, I don't care for wearing the same dress. I am going to town on these red velvet cupcakes.
I like that you're. Your need for this imaginary cupcake is more important than the imaginary outfits that we're going to not be wearing. Okay, we're both going to hit red velvet cupcakes.
Here
and then
is.
I guess we're going to
reveal what you're going to wear.
Oh, man.
What am I? Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what you're going to wear first, or do you want to tell me what I'm going to wear?
Roll. I'll tell you, Andrew, you got little black dress.
Sounds sexy.
You should wear a little black dress on New Year's Eve. You have a simple classic soul, which is exactly what the little black dress is all about. And then there's a photo of what looks to be like a Romanian Portia de Rossi, like an off-brand Portia de Rossi posing in a black dress.
And you don't even see that it's a dress. I mean, it could just be a top because we're only seeing her from, like, I don't know, upper
could
waist
be a crop.
Up.
She's in the woods somewhere. It is a really
it's from
interesting. So, Andrew, what did I get? Same thing?
Okay, drum roll, please. Your answer is you should wear a little black dress on New Year's Eve. You have a simple classic soul, which is exactly what the little black dress is all about.
Heck yeah. I could pull that off. You know I like black. It's slimming. And it's simple. I don't go in for bright colors. I was thinking about this in the mall the other day when I was getting my new phone. I was just walking past many youth, and I thought, I don't look anything like them. I don't dress like them. And I'm out of style in a certain way to them. But I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I want to wear what I want to wear, which is mostly stuff from Everlane, let's be honest. And it's just I want stuff that's pretty simple. It doesn't have a lot of patterns. I just am not into the current look. And this is the first time because I haven't done a great job of staying on trend, but I think I've been sort of slightly aware of the trends and I've wanted to mirror that to some degree. And I've finally arrived at the point in my life where I don't care what is in style. I care what I want to wear. And what I want to wear is a little black dress like an off-brand Portia de Rossi.
For those who are wondering if the answer is always going to be a little black dress for this quiz. While Luke was just telling that incredibly boring story about how he looks to the youth. No, just joking.
Okay, now you know what? I'm going to wear my little black dress and show you up hard at the party that happened last night.
I just quickly went through and chose a bunch of opposite answers that neither one of us chose this last time. And I did get a different answer. So this random one I just did got. Here we go. This is what all the listeners should wear last night.
Okay.
Keep it edgy. You should wear a crop top with a long skirt on New Year's Eve. This outfit is very bohemian, cool, and edgy, which perfectly matches your style. And I would like to tell you, in this fake quiz that I just did to get this answer, I did not choose a crop top with long skirt in that other previous question. I believe I chose the leather shorts.
Is there an amount of money in the world that would get you to wear a crop top to a New Year's Eve party?
As long
like
as the
$20,000.
If I am literally the only person at the party.
Well, that's not a party then.
Well, no, like, it could be if somebody planned a party, but then nobody showed up.
If I made you an indecent proposal,
mm-hmm.
if I said, Andrew, I'm going to pay you $20,000 if you will wear a crop top with nothing under it to a gathering that there will be multiple people at, like, you know, say about 50 people.
And nobody, and it's not like everybody's dressed up goofily, like everybody else is dressed up properly.
It's normal. Right. And you're just going to wear like a half shirt.
And am I allowed to comment on it? Am I allowed to tell people I'm getting $20,000 for this?
Yes. I still don't think you would do it.
I don't know. I don't think I would. Money isn't that important to me. I mean, $20,000
I believe
is
that.
Important. But, and also, how long do I have to stay? 5 minutes, and I can spend that 5 minutes telling everybody this is a stunt. I'm getting paid $20,000 to wear this shirt, and 5 minutes later I'm gone? Maybe. Hanging out the rest of the night. I would never sit down. Obviously, the belly does some just horrifying
You'd be Johnny
thing.
Cash. That picture of Johnny Cash in the swimming pool. I've talked about that on the show.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Oh man, I'm at the point now where it doesn't. It used to be that if I sucked my gut and it worked,
right.
It was effective, and it just isn't even effective anymore.
Now you're just like why are you holding your breath?
If I would lie on my back, my stomach would not protrude up into the sky, and now it does. And there's no like. It's just watching my body change has just really been a fun ride.
Oh yeah, aging is great.
I am loving this quiz page though, Andrew. Why aren't we just doing
what
we
else
got Batman quizzes, Microsoft quizzes, Christmas quizzes, marriage quizzes, Michael Jackson quizzes. I don't know about that one. Cricket quizzes, crush
it's just
quizzes.
One question, did he do it?
Yeah.
This is
Annie,
great.
Are you okay?
Answer these 10 questions, and we'll tell you if you're a smooth criminal. This is great, though. This bodes very well for the rest of this week, because I don't think we – oh, we do have one other quiz plan that a listener sent in that I think we should do.
Yeah, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, that was really good. That was great, and I'll see you at the party last night in your little black dress. Okay?
Sounds good. You too. But this is good because I also think that little black dress has a lot of you know what I mean? We won't be dressed exactly alike. I'm sure there will be a lot of other people dressed in little black dresses, and they'll all be different and we'll accessorize differently. So this is good. All right. I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
All right, let's thank some donors of the day before we get out of here. These fine people are helping us afford the little black dress that we're going to wear last night, because those things aren't cheap. You don't pay for those by the inch in the fabric, in fact, you know. Even if it's a little black dress, it can still really – it can be costly, and we wouldn't be able to afford that without these donations from people like Mike Wren of Albany, New York, John Marshall of Pensacola, Florida. Pensacola. Wings of Gold, starring James Brolin. Eric Hamilton of Walla Walla, Washington, home of Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe, who was famously replaced at quarterback. I'm still in quiz mode, Andrew. Bye.
Oh, you're quizzing
me. When he was in the NFL.
Okay, yes.
Drew Bledsoe gave way.
Oh, Tom Brady.
You got it, my friend.
I watched that game, I think, in Boston.
Really?
Yeah, we were in a bar playing pool. It was snowing outside, if I recall.
Everybody was probably like, who's this chump? He'll never be better than Drew Bledsoe.
And I didn't really follow football all that much, but just I knew enough about it to be. I remember being in a bar with like Genevieve and a couple of our friends, and I think I saw that game.
That's like the sort of like Lou Gehrig filling in when Wally Pipp had a headache or whatever the famous story is.
Is that the one that he gets the job?
Yeah, Lou Gehrig. Then he plays the most games anyone had ever played up until Cal Ripken. Mm. So that's where Eric Hamilton's at, Walla Walla, Washington. John Williams is in, this sounds like the witness protection program. He's in something called Midwest City, Oklahoma. He's at 123 Mockingbird Lane in unremarkable city, middle state.
Good news, John. A new Indian place just opened up in your neighborhood. A new frozen yogurt place just opened up in your neighborhood.
I mean, listen, John, God bless and thank you for the donation. But honestly, are you a real person? John Williams in Midwest City, Oklahoma.
What did you see and what did you tell?
Yeah. And can you email us about it? Because I'm fascinated by this cover story called Being John Williams. Flora Quitman of Brooklyn, New York. I love the name Flora. It is my sister Rachel's middle name. It was my mother's, it was my maternal grandmother's name, who I never met. She passed away before I was born. But, yeah, I've always been a fan of Flora. And I call my sister Rachel, I call her Rachel Flo, because her middle name is Flora.
Cool.
Thanks, Flora, for the donation. Thanks also, John, Eric, other John. Now, John Marshall in Pensacola, Florida, that's definitely a real person.
And a real place.
Yeah, but then Mike Wren of Albany, New York, debatable.
More of a
what is not
thing.
Debatable, it's more of a steamed ham thing. What is not debatable is that we would not be here doing this show without you fine folks. So thank you for your donations. Thanks for keeping us in business doing these winter games where we find ourselves at the end of this particular episode. I think 2020 is going to be our year, Andrew. Little black dresses, rom-com fests,
Are you
bizarre
feeling,
ice cream flavors.
I'm feeling more flirty since I started thinking about wearing that dress.
I'm feeling 40 and flirty.
Lordy, look who's flirty.
Yep.
Lurdy, look who's flirty. I'm just desperately trying for a show title at the end.
It
you
works.
Can feel the desperation. You can smell it on me.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to be done here, but we'll be right back here tomorrow with more imaginary radio for you, including some more winter games. So please tune in for that. Until then, enjoy the first day of the rest of your life. And please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
Power out.